Welcome, Ally, to another episode of Celebrated, Not Just Tolerated, where you as an HR professional get to find ways, strategies, tips and tools to help people within your organization to really have a neuro-inclusive culture using my program, the Neuro Inclusion Roadmap. But today's episode is all about a process for workplace needs assessment. Now, I don't do workplace needs assessments. Just to give you that heads up, I do it for private organization, but I don't do it publicly. I can give you the link to a great organization that does. I create a process that helps you to make that much more easier for your employees. And so in this episode, I want to talk to you about that process, and this process will help you to reduce the trauma that is associated with going through the workplace needs assessment journey. So welcome again, and if you are liking this episode, then leave a comment and share this out so that other people can hear this. Have you ever had to ask for help? I imagine you have, right? You've had to kind of be humble, and if it's been really challenging to ask for help in the first place, I know from my personal experience, asking for help is a really vulnerable act, because I've been used to struggling and striving and just getting on with it for so long. And so it takes a lot for me to ask for help. So when I finally do, it's a very vulnerable state for me. And oftentimes people that are neurodiverse, I support, that I mentor, that I coach, that I train, they're in that same mindset. They don't want to come across as being weak. And they've been told by society, when you ask for help, you're weak. And it might be the social conditioning, but at the end of the day, it's how they feel it, and it's a valid feeling for them. And so this is the experience that they feel when they go through that workplace needs assessment process. They're asking for help, help that they haven't perhaps asked for before. They're being seen fully as this vulnerable being who's saying, actually, I'm putting my hands up here. This is a struggle for me, and I need this assistance. So you can only imagine when this person goes through that process of not only filling in their details, talking about their struggles, talking about their strengths at times as well, but also having to deal with the unknown, going on that workplace needs assessment call and not really knowing what's going to be unveiled, what's going to be recommended, having to go through that wait time to receive the report, which can sometimes often be similar, not too dissimilar to when you go for a diagnostic assessment, you know, being in that room, being assessed, being labeled, all those things. And so I try to make it as smooth a process as possible, but obviously this can be traumatizing for some people going through that assessment process, that workplace assessment. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because I'm not sure many of you get it. And I say this from the place of, I've heard some horrific stories of when people have gone through their workplace needs assessments, they've put their hands up, they've then submitted that report, you know, to their manager, to HR, only to be met with resistance. Why does this person need that? They don't need all of that stuff. I'm only going to allocate these things that I think they need. This is the tone that is being articulated to the candidate, to the individual, to your employees, to your people that you are there to lead and support. Now, this isn't about me preaching, not in the slightest, but this is about me raising that awareness of the journey it takes for people to even start that process and some of the hurdles they're going to come across. People then saying, actually, I don't want to even go through this anymore. I don't want to do this based on my manager treating me differently. And so I want to kind of raise that awareness that even though you might have these great intentions of, oh, I'm giving this person this workplace needs assessment, also think about that journey they're going through and some of the things that might be challenging and what educational pieces need to be put in place for not only the managers, but also those colleagues who might say, you don't need that stuff. Everybody's dyslexic. These are true terms. These are true situations. You're just making it up. These are things that people experience, remarks, discrimination. And those are the things that you won't necessarily hear in your meetings, but these are the things that are on the ground floor. And so it's really important to have a roadmap that supports individuals from end to end. Because if you have a workplace needs assessment and there's no educational piece prior to that assessment, there's no educational piece when that assessment's happening, there's no educational piece when there's a post-assessment, then what you're doing is really damaging the relationship that you have, the engagement that you currently hold with your employees. So what do you do? Well, I'm going to give you a few things that you could do, and I've probably alluded to some of them already. And then obviously I'm going to invite you to have a conversation with me about my Neuro Inclusion Roadmap program, which helps you to put these pieces together. So the first thing is, when you are doing workplace needs assessments and you are helping the employee feel supported, letting them know about your own internal process. You see, when a person comes into a third party person's process, that's their process, right? They can only do so much to help protect that person. But there should be an external process, or a process in your own company, that lets them know that you are supporting them from pre to post assessment. And it's just not meaning like, oh, okay, when you're getting your recommendations, it's before that. And that needs a plan. It can't just be a bumbled thing where somebody says to you, you know, this hasn't really worked for me. And it can't be a bumbled thing where managers are not even talking to their employees about why they've said no to a specific thing. I've had people tell me that they've not been informed that they're not getting what they need, a reasonable adjustment, and they've been ignored. And that's not okay. You need to know that's not okay. And it comes back to leadership, right? Neuro-inclusive leadership, just leadership full stop, because there's an intersectionality of this stuff as well. And it can't just be a rule for one type of particular person and a different rule for another. There's got to be processes in place that helps to protect a person. That's the first thing, having an internal process for your workplace needs assessment, pre, during and post, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say when it comes to helping to support your employees through this is education. And I'm not just talking about talking at a person through a 90-minute webinar. We're talking about changing behaviors and shifting, real training that really embeds the values that you believe as an organization you want to live by. So there's congruency. And oftentimes that's not happening, right? And oftentimes when that's not happening, you're having a disconnect between what you might see on Glassdoor, as in the reviews of what's actually happening in your organization, when you're thinking, well, I don't see that, because you might have this idealistic view of what should be happening, but that's not always trickled down in the actual cultural piece with regards to leadership and development, and actually embedding of these values in a way that is an everyday work, not just an isolated incident of training. So it's a real holistic program that helps managers to just get it. And the last but not least, so you've got support for your individual candidate, the neurodivergent employee. You've got the support for the manager to be able to really handle challenging conversations and break down those stereotypes as well. Last but not least, it comes to that support piece when it comes to the implementation, because oftentimes when we are embedding these new tools, these new ways of being and coaching around certain subject areas, there's no support in implementing that cultural shift, that change. And I'm not just talking about, okay, now the person knows about workplace needs assessment, why they're so important. That's in that management piece. I just talked about the second piece. I'm talking about when the person's gone through the workplace needs assessment, they've then got the coaching and tech training. having the support to implement those new changes, those new ways of being, those new structures that help the person to really thrive in their role, to advance in their role, to get to that next level in their role. That's not going to happen if there's no space for that. And what we're finding is there's an element of a person being expected to make these changes within 6 weeks to get these results, but not even know what those results really are. And also not being realistic about, actually, this person still has a cognitive difference, and what they've learned now are skills to help with their strengths. Doesn't mean that their neuro difference is going to disappear. It just means they're learning to work with them differently. So give them the grace, the time, the faith to really take ownership of this new way of being, and the support, right? So those are the three things. And oftentimes when it comes to this neuro inclusion piece, it's not really thought of in this granular level. You're thinking, okay, you've got this roadmap, blah, 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 let's just do all these initiatives. But it's not about the initiatives. From a consultant point of view, you don't just implement initiatives without having a real data behind it that indicate what's the gap, where's what's happening, and give you initiatives that are actually going to give you a return on investment that's effective for everybody. That was helpful, I'm sure, for some of you out there that are on that journey. Now, if you want additional help, if you want help that's going to help to take that information, turn it into a transformational experience through implementation, then click the button or link below that will take you to booking a call with me for the Neuro Inclusion Roadmap Program. It's a 90-day program that helps HR professionals to really map out their journey of the neuro inclusion. And it's nothing like this is on the market. And it's a real thought-out plan that isn't cookie cutter. You're not going to be able to like just copy and paste from Google some great hints and tips about being neuro inclusive. This is really specifically built for your organization and where you're at and what needs to happen. So book a call, use the link below. We talk about the program, if it's the right fit for you. Even before we jump on the call, there's going to be some questions that will be helpful for me to ascertain whether this program is for you, and also for you to ascertain if the program's for you too. So that's one of those things where we need to ensure that you're at the right place in order to do this work. So click the link below and book your call.